Ryan Yacy is now a ninth grade student at Onalaska City School. He was born on April 28th, 2001. He is a 14-year-old Muslim Filipino, and when he was growing up in California, he lived an easy life with a big house. But his parents wanted to look for another place to raise Ryan. So they came to this island that earns a lot of money. When his family came here, they found a hardworking but high-paying job at UNICE, so they decided to stay here. Although they still live in a small apartment building, it isn't a bad life compared to where they used to live, and it was in California.
We are Muslims, so we go pray once a year.
Ryan and his family grew up with a Muslim culture. He mostly grew up with the Filipino tradition and religion. One specific family tradition is that the oldest sibling born has to have Khan added to the end of his first name, which is only a family tradition. But it has to be the oldest boy in the family. For his family, it would be Jizel Khan. Also, they celebrate a yearly tradition named Ramadan, where they all pray for 2 hours and eat a lot of food, which is a Muslim tradition. Also, Ryan cannot eat pork, since it is against Muslim culture.
Princeton, I didn't really like, because nothing goes on.
Ryan was 7 years old, and he didn't really know that many people in Princeton. The time that he did spend there was at his school, but he didn't learn much there. The school is still pretty high-tech. He only lived there because it was a rich city, and it sounded like a nice place for his parents to raise their children at. When they lived in Princeton, they lived in a huge house that had a lot of awesome toys that he got to play with. But then they moved to another part of California. When Ryan lived in Delano, he lived in some conditions that he did everywhere else. But the traffic was crazy there. Unlike Onalaska, when he was walking to school one day, he had to cross the road and the so-called crossing guard stopped the cars. He started walking across the street. But once he went, a car bolted forward and nearly ran him over.
Crossing guard told me to go across the street because all the cars stopped. Then the car started going and I almost got ran over.
He lived in a small family neighborhood. His neighborhood wasn't dangerous. There were no shootings. But he still thinks that it's much safer here since you don't really have a huge chance of being ran over. And this town is pretty friendly.
Everyone knows everyone.
Since Ryan's parents were looking for high-paying jobs to raise their children, they moved here for fishing and UNICE jobs. They thought since if they worked here, they'd get free housing and lots of money. So it worked out for them. Even though there isn't a McDonald's here or anything, it's a really safe and healthy environment for them to be raised in. He still visits California every summer for vacation to live with his uncle. When Ryan was asked what he liked to do, he said he liked to watch anime and play the saxophone. He said that he liked NYO because he thinks that it is better than all of the other sports. Unlike most kids here in Onalaska, he responded by saying he doesn't like basketball because he thinks that he sucks at it and he doesn't understand most of the rules. Since he has got used to living here, he enjoys the outdoors and hiking or going on walks around town.